Hello.
Hi, my name is Josh. You called the other day. I'm from a home care agency. How are you?
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks. I hope you have a second. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm not sure if you meant to call. You called. We're Family First Home Care, and I think you have a different agency, right? But I just wanted to reach out.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you?
So I'm actually
Yeah.
shopping for an agency right now.
Oh, really? Oh, then
Yeah.
maybe we should talk. Okay. So we're an agency. We're a pretty good one.
Okay.
Yeah, can I ask what's going on? Maybe I can help you.
So my aunt is with an agency now called Always Compassionate or whatever. But because of her situation, they don't want to send me aides. I have an aide, and I'm looking to get a next aide for my aunt. But she's in and out of the hospital more than she's home. But she's home now, and now she's like, they send her home with 24 hours a day. And I
Wow.
don't, right. And she's not home at her house. She's here with me. I have power of attorney. I'm her niece, and I have power of attorney, but she's here at my home because they know the situation that's going on. And right now, her case is being handled by Corporation for Aging.
Corporation for the Engine. Okay, sure.
Yes, because her son illegally locked her out of her home June
Oh my
20th.
goodness.
Yes. So she's been from my mother's house to mine, but now she's here at my house until Corporation for Aging get him out or get her back in. I don't know what their plan is,
Right.
but right now
Right.
she's here. And the agency knows all that I'm telling you, but they just not, these people are just not cooperating at all. Like,
Right.
they keep telling us, I don't have a problem. From the time I started with these people until now, first of all, y'all paying these people, these workers, $13, $14, or whatever, and they are doing heavy duty work. Like, my aunt came, my aunt doesn't walk, she's not mobile, she's confined to the bed, she's wearing diapers, and you know, that's a lot of work on one
Oh,
person.
of course.
So I did an interview this weekend for, I found another lady. So I have two people that's, you know, willing to take on the hours. Right now she has 12 hours a day, but she was discharged last week with 24 hours. I'm not even so much worried about the 24 hours. I want to get started on the 12 hours.
Well, no, we could do both. We could do both. No reason, just so you know. I mean, I understand you're trying to, keep just do whatever possible, but like no reason that
Right.
you should have to, and this is a dire, extreme situation.
Yes, it definitely
So
is. And the agency, she's been with them, I want to say, almost a year. And from the day that we started with them, it's just been nothing but trouble. But that wasn't my main concern. My main concern was her, getting her stable, and we just deal with the rest. But you know, then the staff is coming to me telling me, you know, they didn't pay them, they can't come to work, da 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 da. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. These people need to be paid and paid more. Like, I was paying them out of pocket for 3 months. I can't afford to do that.
wow, I'm sure you can. Wow. Wow.
3 months. 3 months. And I can't afford to do that anymore. Like I said, she's my aunt, and she's here with me at my home. I made her comfortable. She came home with a Hoyle lift, a bed, what do you call it? A wheelchair, a bunch of stuff.
Right. Yeah. You're really
A
getting the
bunch.
whole good.
Yeah.
Wow, bless you. I mean,
Could you hold on for 1 second? This is her doctor's office. Hold on.
Sure. Yeah, grab it.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. No,
Okay.
you can always take the doctor's call. I know that feeling.
Yes, yes. Yes, this is a new factor
too. Wow, okay. So, look, the good news, I mean, look, you actually, you know, can switch. If this is a good fit, we could switch really quickly. Like, you don't, there's usually not a long delay. That's the good news. But, yeah, I think we can get you get them paid higher and get it covered over here.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about your agency.
Yeah. So we're family first. I assume you're in Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we're in West Philly. Okay, beautiful. So that's really one of our main areas. I mean, we're Family First Home Care. We've been doing this. We're doing this for probably over 15 or 20 years, but, you know, mainly the last 10 years, we've been, you know, mainly focused on Philadelphia. We have almost 1,000 patients. We actually, you know, one thing the two things that we do is we, number one, like you said, we staff cases, you know, so we can provide for the hours that are needed, hard hours, weekend, nights, whatever. And yeah, we try to pay the highest rates or at least compete as much as we can.
Right.
We want these caregivers to be happy.
That's what all I want to hear. Like, it's not even so much about the pay. It's about when it's time to get paid, they check shouldn't bounce. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's happening. Two times they check bounce. Twice.
Wow. I've heard these stories. Wow. That's insane. That's like, they're the agency. They're the employee. They're getting paid by Medicaid. It's not like they don't have the money. That's shocking.
I mean, and when it happened, they come to me looking at me like, I'm like, well, all I can do is call them. And I call them, oh, wait a minute. We're going to switch to this and switch to that. I don't have time for that. When I say, my aunt is only 6 years older than me. I'm 50. I'll be 59 years old. So
wow.
I need help myself, but I'm helping her.
Wow. So, let me tell you, though, we do direct deposit. There's no such thing as a check bouncing because it's deposited in the bank.
Thank you. That's all I said. Well, why are y'all still sending out checks?
Yeah, like, that's a scam. Who does checks? What's a check? It's like, it's 2025.
A young man had direct deposit. He gave the direct deposit information up from the beginning, but they kept saying, oh, it didn't go through, so come pick up a check. He had to do that. He had to do that for maybe about 3 weeks.
Wow.
That was longer than that. He picked up four checks from there, four, and he go to the office. Bella Kenwood.
Oh, Bella Kenwood. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It sounds like a little bit of a scam to me. I don't know what to say. I mean,
it definitely does. It definitely does. This is not my first rodeo. I recruit for agencies. So I know how it goes and all that. These people here, I don't know too much about them, and I didn't have time to even look into them right now because I had to get my aunt situated. So right now I just need an agency that's going to pay these people. And
okay, so let me take the information. Like I said, my name is Josh. Let me take the information. Let me just see, you know, how, you know, what we could do. Let you know exactly, because I it sounds right. Well, by the way, what's your name? I know you're her niece.
My name is Marcia Hill.
Marcia Hill?
Yes, Marcia.
Marcia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, Marcia. Okay. And this is obviously your phone number. So what's your aunt's name?
Rose Davis.
Rose Davis. Okay.
McLaughlin, M.C.
McLaughlin. Okay, great. What's her date of birth?
September the 5th, 1956.
Okay, happy birthday. Okay, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. What a birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, and what is, I guess I'll take your address. That's where she's staying, right?
Yes. 27 South 54th Street. That's Philadelphia, PA. 19139.
Okay, now getting to the schedule, and you told me already about the bed bound and wheel and Hoyer lift and all that. Okay, which yeah. We have caregivers that can help, that can do that. That's not always easy, as you said. You said the schedule now is 24 hours a day?
Okay, so we have yet to get with the 24 hours because another reason, her coordinator, I've been home, I want to say, here at my house, maybe a week and a day. Her coordinator has gotten back to me yet, so, yeah.
You mean like the service coordinator from, is she with Keystone?
Yes. The short coordinator has not gotten back to me.
Okay.
I left about four messages, but she still hasn't gotten back to me.
But that's another thing, Marcia. As an agency, it's really on us. You know, there are supervisors. We know a lot of people at Keystone, obviously. So there's a lot of workarounds for that, which you should have been told, but just so you know.
Okay.
But
okay.
No guarantee. But, yeah, service right. coordinators, they don't answer the freaking phone. I know it's a hassle, but –
Yes.
Yeah, but there's you know, usually we can get through to a supervisor pretty quickly. Do you know the name of the service coordinator?
We have six.
Or her phone number? If not,
yep,
it's fine.
Hold on. I got both of them.
Oh, beautiful.
Because I just sent her a text message. She usually, Johnny on the spot. Like, she knows the situation. I had to send over my paperwork
right.
to her, too. Everybody knows what's going on with my auntie. So,
oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows. Hold on, I'm about to, I'm trying to give her breakfast. Hold on. Okay.
Sure.
Let me go to the text message. What is her name? That's a shame. Miss Tuck.
Miss Tuck? Okay.
Yes. Her phone number is 267. 512-1222.
1222. Okay. So she's had 12 hours a day until now. Is that?
Yeah. So she had 12 hours a day all the way up until she got discharged last week. When she got discharged, they said 24 hours here.
Wow. Who said that?
Yeah,
the service coordinator?
No, the hospital. Discharge paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no guarantee. Okay, look, we'll look into that. We'll look into that.
Yeah. And like I said, once again, that part is don't faze me. If they stick her with the 12 hours, fine.
Oh,
but,
got it. Okay.
Yeah, but that's just not. So
now,
I say, I'm not even going for 24 hours here, but she need past 8 o'clock. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Like, her ace is only here till, like, 6 or 7 o'clock. I need past that. And Miss Tuck knows it. But she just yet to get back with me, that's all.
Right. Okay. So now, got it. Okay. So let's go with the 12 hours. So now you have two caregivers?
Yes.
That you bring in. Okay.
Right. So the thing is, if she stick with the 12, I want to stay with the 1 because I don't need two people here doing nothing. Because I have a young man that, like, I call him Superman because, you know, everybody else just wants to come here. Oh, I can cook. I can clean. I'm not trying to be smart or disrespectful. I don't need nobody to clean my house. My house is clean. I don't need nobody to cook. I cook for myself.
Okay.
So that part I don't need. I need help with her.
Of course, I got you. Now, okay, so one aide doing all 84 hours a week, right? That's what we're saying.
Yes, one aide was doing.
Okay.
So since, let me correct this. Since she came home last Wednesday, one aide has been doing her 12 hours a day.
Okay, great. So now I just wanted to know, that's totally fine. What's that aide's name?
His name is Quran. It's a Quran. Coleman. Coleman.
Coleman, okay. You have his phone number?
Hold on, yes. It's 267-271-8142.
271-8142. Okay, 267. Great. By the way, Keith, just let him know, you know, about Family First. He'll be hearing from us. So I just want to explain as far as the pay rate, because I know that's your big concern. You know, there's a lot of overtime here. So,
yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, which is fine. So the overtime ends up being over $18 an hour for those 44 hours.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's why I said I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the 14 or whatever it was. I was fine with that because if I stay with the one young man, but if you give me two people, that's not no money for these people, especially for all the working people. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Right. So I'm saying I'm going to make sure that meaning the average pay rate is going to be over 14 an hour, probably closer to 15 an hour. But it's going to be like split up over time, like part of it'll be a little less.
Right.
You know how that works.
That.
I just want you to be aware.
Yes.
Good, beautiful. Okay, good. So we'll set up the pay rate. Perfect. So okay, great. Great. So here's the next step
and
over here.
How do y'all pay weekly?
So yeah, it's weekly. Every Friday, direct deposit. Like clockwork. I mean, it's in the bank. You wake up in the morning. It doesn't bounce. It's not even possible for it to bounce. We get paid by Medicaid, and you get paid. It's like, so
Let me also tell you this, sir. I told you I recruit for agencies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with you guys. You know, I have like 6 more clients for y'all. You know what I mean? That's the type of person I am. Yeah.
How have we never? Okay, have we never hooked up? Okay.
That's
appreciate that.
That's the type of person I am. I had one agency a day before payday tell us that they were closing. So I had to take my people and put them all over the world. So now they had Ameribest, which is paying them pennies again. Ameribest, the big company of all time. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, like I said, if I'm happy with the place, every client that I have under my belt that I bought on will come on board with y'all guys. I promise you that.
Oh my gosh, Marcio! I'm gonna make you very happy. I mean, I'll be honest.
I promise you.
I want to help you in your
end.
But when my supervisor hears that, you're gonna get the red carpet treatment. You know, for
I know that's right.
It helps. It always helps.
Though. It's the truth. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clients and maybe 8 staff that I personally have under my belt. You know? So,
right.
Like I said, once I get my Aunt Rose situated, I will have those people follow.
Right. Okay, amazing. Okay, then we are going to get this started. Oh, well, I was going to do it anyway, but that certainly adds a little extra.
Right.
it never hurts. Oh, my God.
That's right.
So listen, this is my direct line, this number that I'm calling from. I have to mention to you, very important, tomorrow is a Jewish holiday. It happens to be the next 2 days. Our company is a little bit limited because of the New Year. I don't know if you know, it's a Jewish New Year tomorrow.
Yes.
And next, a lot of schools
school
are open.
Is on.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
School is with that, yeah.
So we're going to try to jump in today and do what we can, meaning, Thursday, Friday, we're around. We'll do this fast, but there may be a slight delay because of that. So you just be aware of that. I wanted to prep you ahead of time. But that having been said, an intake specialist is going to get in touch with you today. Let's call the service coordinator. Basically, we just have to call the service coordinator and get her on the phone. And like I said, we'll get a supervisor. We're not going to stand for any garbage. And Karan, I'm going to call Karan, and or somebody will, and we just have to get him registered. You know more about this than me. So
not
you
a
know
problem.
How that works. Okay.
Actually, so the young man is actually at my house as we speak, but I don't know why he does this. When he comes in my house, it's like my aunt is on a pacemaker or something. I don't know. He turns his phone on D&D. So when I get home, I'm going to, every time he's been doing this since he worked with my aunt. And I'm like, why do you do that? He said, because I don't want no disturbance. And I'm like, he's a sweet young man. He was with me when there was no pay. You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm actually on my way home now, just in case y'all don't get him before I get there. I will definitely...
Yeah. Good to know. I have a son that does the same thing. I have a son that he's always on D&D, and I can't reach him. And I don't know. I want to be. It's not
I'm like why?
What are you
that important? I said, are you, a celebrity or something?
Exactly. As I was going to say, it's not like he's a government, you know, like a celebrity.
He'd be cracking up. He'd be like, Miss Marcia, you so funny. I'm like, no,
I'm serious. Like, who turns their phone on D&D?
Look, we've been bombarded all day. They want to ask you about military plans. I mean, about
Thank
where to strike. I'm telling you, I know it's the funniest thing, these kids. All right, I hear you. Okay, it's great talking to you. Let's
yes,
set this all up.
You.
I want to help you. Yeah, my pleasure. Have a
okay.
very good day. We'll talk.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.